This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Trader Nick in the United States to review today's market news. How are you doing, Nick?
Hey, Johnny, I'm good.
Been a busy old week. Before we talk about some of the main headlines, there has been quite a lot of US data today, including core PCE numbers, which of course will be crucial in terms of any interest rate cuts in the future.
Yeah, Johnny, the market was looking pretty eagerly towards this PCE number following what has been a pretty horrendous week for risk assets in general. Whether you're looking at Bitcoin or US equities or even global equities, it has been a bit of a rough week here, considering most things are lower. We've had a bunch of tariff news, which I know we're going to discuss a little bit in this podcast, but it's been a good mix of consumer sentiment data coming in a little weak, tariff concerns, and then it all kind of reached this Friday with the core PCE number, which is, of course, as you know, the Fed's preferred measurement of inflation. Well, it came in at 2.5%, and that was as expected. So it wasn't the big, you know, save the day number that perhaps people were hoping for, maybe a 2.4, maybe a 2.3. It came in though, and it was not threatening. I think that had you gotten a hot PCE number print to follow those CPI and PPI numbers were both hotter than expected, we could have had a ugly end of the week close. And now, of course, we still could. The markets are very, very volatile right now with the VIX popping back up into the 20s range. The stock market this week has been in pretty much free fall. Like I said, down at this point, we went from all-time highs to at one point down 5% or so on the U.S. stock market within just a 1.5 week period. So pretty quick move to the downside here and a bit of a change of tone. I definitely want to talk about some of the stuff that we saw this week, but we have just a lot of Trump news, Johnny.
Well, exactly. And all eyes were glued, particularly for us here in the UK, to yesterday's media conferences with President Trump and Prime Minister Keir Starmer. There were some surreal moments and some fascinating moments as well. And I think for markets, particularly over here, one of the things that really stood out was Trump's implication, let's just call it that, that maybe there'll be a trade deal without any tariffs for the UK, which would certainly buck the trend in terms of tariffs elsewhere, because he's already said he's going to penalize the EU, Canada, China, and so on. But for the UK, we may not get to any tariffs at all, which would be a big win, I think, for the UK. Having said that, time will tell.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those interesting moments in markets where the market really doesn't know a lot of things right now. And the market, it never knows everything for certain, but there are periods of times where you have a little bit more clarity on what the current landscape looks like, what's coming. Right now, the market is really trying to figure out and is very uncertain about what kinds of tariffs mean. I mean, to give you and the audience a quick example, we can think about this Canada and Mexico situation, right? A few weeks ago, we had the big head-to-head butt with Trudeau and Trump and the Mexican president and Trump and all of these coming together, you know, fighting over what's going to happen with tariffs. And then there was this relief moment where it was like, okay, let's push this off by a month and we'll reconvene, we'll negotiate. And maybe people said, hey, Trump's just making a negotiation tactic move here and we could have some good resolutions. Well, he reiterated just recently, just this week, that tariffs are coming next week, that he is persistent. He is going to move forward with the tariffs. When asked about it, he very distinctly said he's moving forward with the tariffs. They're still on schedule. And, you know, I think that that brings back that tariff uncertainty risk that the market just really is not a fan of right now. We also heard EU regulation or EU tariffs to 25%. I mean, this really changes the dynamic. If you think about the EU, a major exporter of automobiles to the United States, you slap on a tariff of 25% and it seriously impacts the trade dynamic there. So there is a lot happening all at once. We also saw, Johnny, the 10% additional added tariff towards China. So you have all of these kind of rolled out at once. And they often say with markets, history does not necessarily repeat, but it oftentimes rhymes. And there's something happening right now that we have to think about. The stock market, I mentioned, peak to trough down about 5%. back in 2018, 2019, when Trump really went hard at China about trade war, tariff stuff, he was really focused on China. And the market was down at one point about 21%. I'm talking about the S&P 500. So this time around, with tariffs seemingly arguably more aggressive, at least broader in terms of the number of countries involved, is it possible that the market has more volatility to come and that perhaps we're not done working through this uncertainty period?
Indeed, and it might be that some markets are, dare I say it, a little bit in denial at the moment, and the falls that we're seeing at the moment don't really reflect how serious the situation is in terms of international trade and what is that going to do to markets. And I have seen murmurings around in some of the commentators, not all, but just some, who are predicting a big crash to come. Now, I don't want to start anything here, Nick, but I wouldn't be surprised if we're going to see some sort of correction in the next 2 or 3 months.
Well, you've had a really rosy couple of years for markets. We've seen inflation, for the most part, trending lower. We've seen central banks looking to cut interest rates. We've seen strong corporate earnings. We've seen relatively strong employment rate for many countries. And you put all that together and you say, okay, it's been reasonable to see a couple of good years in markets. Now the question is, do these tariffs significantly actually change the landscape going forward? Or is this uncertainty going to simply pass us over? Things will be less awful than feared in terms of trade dynamics and things like that. I mean, that's the question, right? The market is trying to figure out that question right now. But it seems like there's a bit of a sell now, ask questions and determine later what we do next. That seems to be the trend in markets. I mean, one way to kind of highlight that, Johnny, is we at this morning we've bounced back, but Bitcoin actually went as low as 78,500 this morning at the time of recording this. And that's, of course, off of its highs just a few weeks ago at almost 109,000. So really sharp movement lower in some of the risk assets globally. Yesterday, like I mentioned, we saw the NASDAQ down 3% at one point, very large sell-off for an intraday move. And so you do have clearly a market that has some jittery price action here recently and still trying to find its footing to see where the bottom is perhaps on this this move. It could be, like you mentioned, perhaps there is some more room to kind of digest all of this uncertainty in the meantime.
Well, Nick, let's look ahead to the next few days and next week. We're going to have the latest non-farm payroll numbers next Friday, of course, with it being the first Friday of the month. Markets obviously will have a close eye on that. What else is going on?
Next week, we've also got PMI numbers. We have ISM manufacturing on Monday for the US. We will also hear from the Bank of Japan Governor Ueda, which should be interesting on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, we get ADP non-farm payroll, ISM services PMI to follow after that. Thursday, we hear from the ECB, the refinancing rate, monetary policy statement, press conference, of course, unemployment claims. And then on Friday, as you mentioned, we get the big jobs data, followed, by the way, by Jerome Powell speaking.
Nick, have a great weekend. We'll speak to you very soon.
Thanks, Johnny. You too.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.